911 emergency, what do you report?
You're listening to another great episode of We Speak Dispatch.
There it is. Welcome everyone to We Speak Dispatch. We have a really special guest today. She's actually at the console, so we got 15 minutes or less before the next call comes in. So us here are actually four individuals and a guest. So we have Doug joining us, as well as Leslie, Jill, and our special guest, Heather, with her special friend.
Look at her. Heather,
without further ado, turn us over to you and tell us about Le Nougat.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
So this is actually his county unit number, 42 PU. He is
Knox County Central Dispatch.
Yeah, he's Knox County Central Dispatch's emotional support dispatcher here in Indiana.
Oh my goodness, that's something. Look at his little face.
Now that is not a cocker spaniel if you're watching this video. Because when you held him up, it kind of looked like a little cocker spaniel, but
yes.
And if you're watching this on or if you're listening to a podcast, you can't see him. So
yes. So Heather, okay.
Now, so many questions.
We're all familiar with emotional support dogs and all that.
Yes.
Please tell us, how did Nugget become an emotional support animal, a skunk of all things?
I'm pretty sure it was
in a 911 center. Part. In yes. 911 center, when people are afraid. People
so
are
he's
afraid
domestic.
Of dogs.
He's never been wild. Our daughter actually brought him home, and I was angry that she brought him home. I'm like, we don't know anything about skunks. What were you thinking? They have so many rules and restrictions. And he, no matter how much I was like, I want nothing to do with you, he took to me. I was his person. Mm-hmm. And after having a really tough day, he like would especially seek me out. And there was just some stuff going on at work. I mean, we all have it. And I asked my boss one day, I'm like, Rob McMullen, I was like, is it okay if I just bring him in? I've already talked to my partners and they're okay with it. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. Let's see how it goes. And I just kept bringing him in and kept bringing him in. And we went out to, we had a city versus county bell ringing competition for Salvation Army last year. They had the Grinch. Well, we brought 42 PU. And of course, county beat out city.
Yeah.
So, that kind of, like, it took off. The local newspaper was, they reached out to Rob and they were like, wait, did I see this correctly? You guys have a skunk? So she came and she did an article in that caught the attention of the local news. The local news came and did that. And then nationwide, the story got picked up that this little PSAP has this emotional support skunk. And then Tucker Carlson Live picked it up. And we did have a live interview. We were on Inside Edition, Rob McMullen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he
When was that?
Tucker Carlson was last January.
Okay.
Yeah, it was right before he was gone.
Hope this wasn't what caused that.
So Heather, you mentioned that your daughter brought the skunk home. From where?
Indiana Skunk Rescue. So there are only like 17 states where it's legal to have a skunk as a domestic pet. And Indiana is one of them. And hey, baby. And so he's like, I'm hungry.
He's camera shy.
Yeah.
She gets her skunk, not a breeder. She gets her skunks from a fur farm, actually. And then she rescues them and then she adopts them out as pets. He was born in 2020. In that year that he was born, the same fur farm actually took 188 skunks, sold them to the USDA for COVID research, and they were all destroyed.
Oh my God.
He is definitely living that spoiled house skunk life.
So when did this thing get
de-skunked?
Yeah. So they are de-scented when they're about 2 weeks old. Regardless of who you get it from, a breeder, all domestic skunks are de-scented around 2 weeks old. Their eyes aren't even open. And it's just like taking two little glands and they just remove the glands.
Oh my goodness.
I have several of them at home and he's not my only one. And they are all spayed neutered. They all go to the vet and they get yearly vaccines. We have to trim their nails, obviously.
That is so fun. Oh my gosh.
Okay, now this is getting a little bit serious here. So, you know, we hear emotional support animal in dispatch. and people bring dogs and people are fearful of dogs. And I mean, like, don't even bring it near me if it's on the other side of the room because I just have to leave. So this was not the case, it sounds like, in your center for a skunk of all things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. How much convincing was there needed with coworkers or like, none. Hey, let me prove it that it's decented.
Yeah, none.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Oh,
okay.
All right. So I do have one coworker. He's part-time that doesn't like animals. Boo. But even he, like, he doesn't mind when I've got him. He really doesn't, even though he doesn't like animals and he makes fun of me and he, like, yeah. is like, you better keep that thing away from me. Oh, he's wow. never, I'm always, are you absolutely sure it's okay? And he's like, yeah, that's fine. Bring him in. I really don't care. They also, I mean, unlike dogs and cats, their dander is completely different. So, like, my partner sitting with me now, she is very allergic to cats. But for some reason, Nugget's dander does not bother her, which wow. is good because he has now chosen her desk to be his nest, not mine.
So. I was going to ask. I mean, obviously, he's attached to you and you've bonded. But for other people in the center, does he have that same, you know, instinct that maybe something they need a little bit of love or anything like that?
So the more that the longer that he comes in, the center is essentially become his safe space. This is his area now. So anybody who comes into the center now, he's not even going to bat an eye. If you're in his space, then you're safe too, which is really cool. He takes to me, and he recently started taking to, like, seeking out my partner Teresa over here, or one of my other partners, Michaela. She's new, and he definitely took to her for some reason too. So I think it's because they sneak him food. But honestly, it's anybody who comes in, we have a trainee right now, and she just held him. Like, he sat in her lap, and she it's just so held cute. On to him. And
so how yeah. do you use this? How do you use this nugget here for education? How do you do that?
Oh, so one, he definitely gets the attention of everybody in our community, yeah. especially children. So when we go out and we talk to kids, So when we go out and we talk to kids, I'm like, hi, my name's Heather. This is where I work. This is Nugget. Yes, he works with us. And we will get back to Nugget in a little bit. He cannot spray you. And then I go in and I talk about 911. And they pay more attention. The kids do. Same with adults, for whatever reason, we draw people into our, like, when we're sure. out in the community, we draw people in with Nugget and they listen to what it is we have to say, wow. mostly because I'm like, no, you can't hold him or touch him until you hear what I have to say. But in the community they've accepted him. It has thrown me how well accepted he is here. Wow. And we get invited to things so often now, 911, that I'm having to turn things down. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Wow. I'm not available. We don't have that much time. I will say, when I've been able to speak at two different conferences, which is amazing because I'm a hot mess, and I warn everyone, I'm going to be all over the place. I've got ADHD, but I promise you two things. You will come out of this with, you know, knowledge and experience on how you can start a pet policy, and you will get to cuddle an amazing ESA animal. And I was able at IPSTA, I had a woman approach me. It was at the banquet later on. It wasn't, you know, during my thing. And she said, I've been looking for you. And she something was wrong. And she goes, I just got really, really bad news. And without even asking what was going on, I handed her Nugget and I said, let's go out in the hallway and find someplace quiet. And I sat quite a little ways away from her to give her time. And she just sat there and Nugget cuddled into her and she just Aww. Cried. And oh, I was wow. like, this is exactly what he does. Like, I don't, Aww. And it's not all skunks, just like any other animal. Like, not all skunks sure. is going to want to put up with that. But there's just something about him and his how well he's socialized. It's just something about him and his demeanor. He's wow. very Tommy Chong like demeanor. So he's like, if you've got food, I'm happy and I'll do what you want me to do.
So right? I have a couple of questions. I have a lot of questions, actually. So I think we met at Echo.
Yes.
I think you came by our booth.
Yes.
And I remember you talking about having a skunk
in Texas, right?
No, APCO in Nashville.
No, I wasn't in Nashville. Well, I was in Maine. No, maybe I had partners who were there.
Okay, maybe somebody came up and told me about somebody with a skunk. Yeah. Because I said there's somebody with a the other girl.
Reptiles and the one with a pig.
Georgia. And then Anderson County has notorious PIG.
Yes. So somebody, maybe it was the pig lady came up and said something. I'm not sure.
Oh my goodness.
I remember hearing about you at APCO. So are you going to be at the Be the Difference conference since it's there in Knoxville?
I actually just won a scholarship.
So there you go.
Awesome. Great.
Nugget unfortunately won't be there.
Oh,
he's very illegal in Tennessee.
Oh,
and I thought maybe I shouldn't try and get him in yet. But I did apply for APCO and Nina to be speaker for both of those in Florida. And he's very much legal.
Wait, you're in Knox County. We're in Knox County. What state are you in?
Indiana.
Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Oh.
Different county.
Yeah. I was thinking the other way. Also, one more thing.
Oh, sorry. Go, Joe.
What does he eat? Like, how does he go to the bathroom? Where does he sleep? Like, what are all the...
Ooh, so he actually eats a healthy human diet, and we're going to walk. You guys are going to walk with me. So he eats a healthy human diet, and it's eggs, chicken, vegetables, that kind of thing. But I'm walking because I want to show you where he goes to the bathroom.
So. Yikes.
Does he have like a litter box or?
At home, he uses a litter box.
Oh my gosh.
Here he trained himself.
Whoops.
It's outside.
Oh, wow.
Heather, we're kind of losing you when you go out.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, look at right there.
Oh, no.
What
it says my skunk poops here.
But now that even raises more questions because that's outside. So does he like say, hey, mom, I got to go? And he somebody's got to go out with him?
Yes. He'll start getting really antsy and he doesn't want to sit still. And luckily, because my partners, it gives them a chance to get outside. Luckily,
oh, sure. Eggs.
Yeah.
Weird. Wow.
So does he put, you have to put a leash on him and then he goes outside and does his thing?
What? No.
Oh my God.
How does he not run away? He doesn't run away or anything? It's like.
He's living the great life.
Look, I know. I'm like.
No. You think about it. He's been like this since he was born, so he doesn't know there's an outside world that he should be going after.
That's true.
Gosh, that's great.
It gets cold outside. I'd be like, I'm tired.
And we think we didn't find outside.
Yeah. Does he sleep with you or does he sleep in a cage?
Yeah, I was going to ask, does he stay at the center or do you take him home?
Yeah, he's mine, so he comes home. They do have nests, so like they'll steal your clothes and they'll like pile them up in different areas of our house, and those are their nests.
Oh, that's fine. Wow.
And that's at work. He actually has blankets that are his nesting material, and he like puts them in the corners behind the desks and underneath desks.
Oh, wow.
The only time he sleeps with me is when I travel without my husband, and then he'll sleep in the same bed with me. My husband came with me, and at like 2 o'clock in the morning, Nugget had the zoomies. It only lasts like 5 minutes, but he kept trying to climb up on the bed and he was going to try and nudge my husband off the bed. And I'm like, no.
Oh my God.
Nice.
That is amazing.
Off the bed.
Do they bite?
No. He doesn't. I'm sure that there are domestic skunks that have bitter attitudes, but he doesn't. No.
What's their lifespan? Said that he was born in 2020, so he's 3 years old now. What's the lifespan, the life expectancy of a domesticated skunk?
It is 8 to 10 years.
Oh, wow.
See, I gotta go.
Okay. All right.
Emma.
You okay?
All right, I think I'm back. Sorry.
Okay.
You're fine. We know you're busy. But yeah. John has a great question.
So just one last question here. So I know we know that Nugget goes home with you. Are you on call or part of your policy if there's a major incident or just somebody needs something within the dispatch center, not because of an incident, just of an event, just some reason that you're on call, that you would come back in on a day off, or you just left and you kind of could be in the next morning or next night, but you would come in early to attend to a coworker. Does that happen?
I have left him, like I've had partners ask me if he could come in and work different shifts, and I have absolutely no problem with that. Honestly, because
he's so, this is a safe space for him, and they all know how to take care of him.
Oh, my goodness.
His only rule that I have with him, like, is you have to be confident with him. Because if you're not confident, then he's not confident that you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And he'll panic. But he comes in when we have events and I'm stuck at work. I have partners that will take him to some of these events, and he's just a little more polite to them than he would be with me.
Yeah, typical child. That's how they roll. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So he has an actual county ID?
No. I mean, we've got like a little, the county commissioners, they acknowledge him as 42 PU. I've been told that. Nobody
has to my God, that's crazy. That's so funny.
So
he's so cute.
Well, thank you for allowing us to
visit him.
To be part of your shift.
Yes,
the most adorable skunk I have ever seen.
Yes. Now thank we're all gonna guys. Come to Indiana.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, but I will now. Be at the Be the Difference. I can hardly hear you guys. I think I did something when my mic did weird stuff.
Okay, that's fine.
But thank you guys so very much.
Yes,
thank you
very much. Thank you, Heather.
And hopefully I can see you guys in Florida with Nugget.
Yay! Okay. Bye.
Bye, guys. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Heather had to jump off. She's actually taking live calls and had to tend to normal work duty. So with that, we thank her for joining us today. And if you want to be a guest, you can certainly reach out to us at wespeakdispatch@gmail.com or get to us on any social media platform that's out there. If you want to learn more about emotional support animals or pet policies in your 911 center, drop us a comment on the social media and someone will get back to you, or even Heather may see it and we can tag her. And then she can get in contact with you. As she said, she will be at several conferences this and next year. So catch her and Nugget at a conference near you.
Yeah.